Nisechtes Ksubis Daf Lamed, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Tesam Bey. Just a quick recap. The Gemara stated that our Mishnah that required a person to pay a knas of 50 shekel, even if he was an honest woman who was osatim based on a chayiv lav, like a mamzeres nesina or kusis, and also required a man to pay a knas, even if he was ma'anis, a nair basula, who is a chayiv karus to him, is not like the Tana of the Braisa that brings the shitas of Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon B'Manasseh, as Shimon HaTimni holds that the Pasha of Anusa isn't discussing a case where he was ma'anis a chiyav karis, since kedushin isn't taifsim b'chayiv yikrisis, and it can't be mekayim the chiyav of v'loy sila isha, and therefore the chiyav of knas also wouldn't apply. While Rav Shimon B'Manasseh takes this a step further and learns that the chiyav of knas doesn't apply even by a woman that is only a chiyav lav, since he learns that when the pasuk says v'loy sila isha, we learn from that pasuk that she has to be a person that's ruya l'kayim of beheta, that you're allowed to stay married to, which of course is memayit any woman that you are also to, even based solely on isalav, and even though kedushin is taifsim ba. And the Gemara now begins and asks, Rabbi Akiva d'Amma, in kedushin taifsim b'chayv yilavin my benau, that the nafkamina that we just made between Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon B'Manasseh is only if you hold that kedushin is taifsim b'chayv yilavin. However, the fear of Rabbi Akiva that holds that not only is kedushin not taifsim by a chiyav karis, and not only would a child that is born from a relationship with a chiyav karis or a chiyav misa b'dei adam be a mamza, but kedushin is also not taifsim by a chayv yilavin. And if a child is born from a relationship with a chayv yilavin, the child will also be a mamza. And the Gemara therefore is, l'chayr, there's no nafkamina between the drasha of Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon B'Manasseh. And both Rashi and Tosfos immediately explain the question of Gemara, that the Gemara surely can't be asking on Shimon HaTimni, because the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph quotes actually directly from Shimon HaTimni, and he's actually the Baplukta of Rabbi Akiva, and he actually holds that kedushin is taifsin b'chayv yilavin. And since clearly Shimon HaTimni holds that kedushin is taifsin b'chayv yilavin, so our Gemara's question can't be based on the shita of Shimon HaTimni, but the Gemara is asking that if Rav Shimon B'Manasseh would hold like Rabbi Akiva that ain't kedushin taifsim b'chayv yilavin, then l'chayr, what is he adding to Shimon HaTimni, and why would he argue on the drasha of Shimon HaTimni and learn from v'loisi l'isha that knas is only relevant to an isha ruya l'kayma, if l'chayr all cases are already included in the limud of Shimon HaTimni, that the pasuk of v'loisi l'isha that says b'negeya anusa teaches us that the pasha of knas is only relevant if a person was ma'anis a woman that kedushin is taifsim ba or isha sheyesh b'havaya. And prior to learning the terms of the Gemara, let's just speak out the basic idea that the Gemara will talk about. There is machlekes between Rabbi Simai and Rabbi Shevev as to what is exactly the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Simai holds that although it is true that lefi Rabbi Akiva kedushin isn't taifis by all chayv yilavin, and a child born from a chayv yilavin is a mamzer just like a child born from a chiyav karis or a chiyav misa b'dei adam. However, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that there is one exception to this rule, which is in a case where a kohen gadol marries an almana or a grusha, or a kohen hedin marries a grusha. And Rabbi Akiva holds, number one, kedushin is typhus over there, and number two, a child born from this relationship would only be a kol and be pasul lakuna, but the child will not be a mamza, since he or she was born from a relationship where kedushin is typhus bar. However, Rabbi Shevev holds that Rabbi Akiva didn't make any such exception, and Rabbi Akiva holds that all relationships of chayv yilavin, including an almano gushal kain gadol and a gushal kain headed, kedushin is not typhus, and any vlad would be a mamza. And based on this, the Gemara now says, Ikar b'nau, the dafgamino that Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh said that v'loy sil isha teaches us isha ruya l'kayma is in a case of amon l'kayin gadol k'rab simai. So Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is teaching us that let's say a kayin gadol is ma'anes a woman who was already amon min ha-kedushin and therefore she was still a besula, and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is mechadish to us that even though the fear of Akiva kedushin would be taifsim ba, and if this kayin gadol actually is mechadish this woman, he would be able to have kedushin and therefore it's yesh ba'avaya. However, since she's a woman that ain't ruya l'kayma because there's an isalav involved, and therefore the kayin gadol would not be able to stay married to her, and therefore Shimon HaTimni says that over here there's a chiddush that the din of knas would not be applicable, since he learns from the pasuk of v'loisi l'isha that in order to have knas it has to be a isha haruya l'kayma. And the Gemara now brings down the shita of Rabbi Simai, the tanya we learned to the brisa Rabbi Simai explains the shita of Rabbi Akiva that min hakol isra Rabbi Akiva mamzerin, that from all chiyuv karis or chiyuv lavin, Rabbi Akiva says that any child would be a mamzo chutz ma'almana l'kayin gadol, aside from a case where an almana gets married to a kayin gadol. And how do I know that Almana Kohen Gadol Kedushin is Taifsim Ba, and there is no din of Mamzerish, Tzeri, or Matera, because the Torah says in Vayikra, Almana Gush V'Chalal Zaynas Eilu Lo Yikach, Ki Im Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha, and then the Pasuk says, V'Lo Yichal Zar Ba'amav, Ki Ani Yishem Mekadshay. So the Torah gives an Issa to a Kohen Gadol of Lo Yikach, that you can't go and marry an Almana or a Gusha, and then the Torah says that you shouldn't marry an Almana because you should not be Mechal your children. So it's Mashma, Chilun Oisa, if you marry an Almana or you marry a Gusha, then you would cause them to become halalim, be'inoisim mamzerin. However, it doesn't cause those children to become mamzerin. And since the din is that the child of such a relationship would not be a mamzer, so we see clearly that kedushin is taifsim ba, because the din of kedushin taifsim ba and the din of mamzeris, lefi most tanayim, aside from Rabbi Shur, that Taisus brings down and Taisus divu maskal, chilulun oisa ve'inoisim mamzerin, are mitlatolo in each other and are interdependent on each other. And Rashi points out that although the Gemara said the nafkamina would be an amana l'kain gadol according to the shita Rav Simai, however, of course, v'hu adin grushal hedit, that the same nafkamina would apply if a kain gadol or a kain hedit would be ma'anis a grusha. And the Gemara continues and says that this nafkamina works out according to Rav Simai. However, Rabbi Shevi da'ama bo v'nitzvach al kiva ben Yosef shayayim kol she'in lo b'yisrael havam namza mai benau. According to Rabbi Shevi, who argued on Rav Simai as to what the shita Rav Kiva is, and said that let us get together and scream out against the shita Rabbi Kiva, as Rabbi Kiva is unnecessarily being marbu mamzer only so, since Rabbi Kiva holds that any time someone has a relationship with any asuri bia, including an almano gushal kain gadol and a gushal kain headed, that kedushin isn't typus, and the resulting vlad is a mamza. So what is the nafkamino when Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh stated that v'leisi l'isha requires that in order to be chayiv b'knas, he had to be ma'anis and isha ru l'kaima, and l'chayir all women who are ain ru l'kaima already excluded for knas based on Shimon Hatimni's drasha, which requires an isha sheyesh b'havaya in order to be mechuyav of knas, and every isha lav is also ein b'havaya and wouldn't have a chiyav of knas. And I heard that the Gros says that Rabbi Sheva specifically used the lashon of bayu v'nitzvach to clearly show that the rabbim doesn't agree with Rabbi Kiva, and we only pass on Rabbi Kiva when he's chaylok on a yochid and not on rabbim. Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva mechaveray v'loy mechaveirav. And the Gemara answers even according to Rabbi Sheva ikar benayo, and we turn daf lamed on lav chayve asay mitzvah v'adomi. Although that you're correct, the lefir Rabbi Sheva of shita in Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that all chayvei lavin would be in kedushin taif simba. However, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that if someone is mekadesh a woman that he's also to based on the issa say, and for example he's mekadesh a mitzis or a daimis, where the Torah says darshlishi yavulhem, that a Yisrael can intermarry with a mitzis or an daimis that became a geiris 3 generations ago. However, a second generation geiris they can't intermarry with, and v'lava ba mechlal asay, as Rashi says that any lav that comes because the Torah says in the lashon of asay is still considered asay, and lefi Rabbi Kiva kedushin would be taifsin ba. Any resulting child from such a relationship would not be considered a mamza, and therefore in our Gemara also there would be nafkamina according to Rabbi Sheva. For example, if someone is ma'anis a mitzri and adaimi, lefi the drasha of Shimon Atimni of isha sheish ba'vaya, there would be a chiyuv knas because kedushin is taifsin ba. However, that's why Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is mechadish to us that he learns from the pasuk of leisi leisha that you need an isha ruya lekaima, and since a mitzri and adaimi is an isa say, and of course you shouldn't be married to her, therefore ain't a chenami that kedushin is taifsin ba. However, knas would not be applicable in a case where someone was ma'anis a mitzri or an adaimis that became a geiris within the last 2 generations. And prior to learning the next Gemara's question, let's start with a quick hakdama that even though we stated that lefi Rabbi Sheva he holds that all chayvei lavin are in kedushin taifsin ba, but by chayvei asay kedushin would be taifis, this is actually also subject to a machlekes as to how to understand the words of Rabbi Sheva. One side is that when Rabbi Sheva stated kol she'in lo bi b'Yisrael havlav mamza, he was referring back to the shita of Rabbi Simai, and he was responding to Rabbi Simai that although you say that kedushin is taifis by an almana l'kain gadol, however I disagree and I hold that by all chayvei lavin including almana l'kain gadol, kedushin isn't taifis. And therefore the Gemara says hanich l'Rabbi Sheva, it's very good according to that shita Rabbi Sheva that ilu afuke mitaymed Rabbi Simai kasi shapa, that if his words were coming to be lafuke from the words of Rabbi Simai, then it works out very well that it could be an afkamina over here in a case where someone is ma'anis in mitzri anadaymi because kedushin is taifsin ba, and therefore there potentially could be a chiyuv knas. And on that Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh states that there is no chiyuv knas because she's not an isha ruya l'kaima. However, the Gemara will now bring a second way to understand the words of Rabbi Sheva, and he actually holds that lefi Rabbi Kiva kedushin is in taifis not only by a chiyuv lav but even by someone that is mekadesh an isa say like a mitzri or a daimi, and any resulting child born from this relationship would be a mamza. And the lashon of Rabbi Sheva is read literally that every bia that is not allowed, even if it's only based on isa say, will result in the child being a mamza, and also in kedushin taifsin ba. Gemara therefore is ali time daf sheikama, if Rabbi Sheva was actually saying his own svara and he wasn't going back on Rabbi Simai, and he was explaining that lefi Rabbi Kiva kol she'in lo bia b'Yisrael, that any person that if you have a relationship with them you have no right to have bia with them, then have vlad mamza, then that child would be a mamza and kedushin is not taifsin v'afilu chayv asay, and even if it would be a chayv asay, so my b'nayel l'chayr it would be no nafkamina by Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh stating isha ruya l'kaima. On that my answer is ikar b'nayel b'ula kain gadol, that there still could be an nafkamina, where kain gadol is ma'anes a ba'ula. So over there is an isasei that says ki im besula me'am of yikach isha. And although according to Rabbi Sheva, Rabbi Kiva holds that kedushin is not taifas by all chayvei asei, and therefore l'chayra when a kain gadol is ma'anes a ba'ula, she is actually a woman that kedushin would not be taifas ba, and l'chayra that should also go into the din of Shimon HaTemni that she's a isha she'im b'havaya. And again, why would you need Rabbi Shimon Menasya? However, the Gemara teaches us that even if you're Rabbi Kiva, in a case where a kain gadol is mekadesh ba'ula, kedushin would be taifas ba, and that's why we need the din of Rabbi Shimon Menasya. Then in this case, knas would not be applicable because she's still a isha she'ein ruy lekayma. Now, if this is actually an isasei to have a bia with a ba'ula, so l'chayra, why would it be different than in any case of chivasei? Why would we say that by a ba'ula kain gadol, even Rabbi Kiva would agree that there is no mamzeris and kedushin is taifas ba? The Gemara responds, the havalei asei she'ein ishar ba'kol, that since this is a weak asei, since this asei is not something that's relevant to all of Klai Yisrael, it's only relevant to a kain gadol, therefore kedushin would be taifas in such a situation, and it's not like any other asei, because for example by the asei of Mitzrayim Adomi, of course anyone in Klai Yisrael has an issa to marry a second generation ger that was originally a mitzis or an adomis. And Rashi clarifies that in this case where we said a kain gadol was ma'anis ba'ula, of course it can't be that she was a ba'ula kidaka, because of course the din of knas would not be applicable if she's a ba'ula. And Rashi says our Gemara is talking about a case where a kain gadol was ma'anis a woman who became ba'ula shalei kidaka, and even though such a woman that had to be a shalei kidaka is still also based on the isasei of kim besula me'am vikach isha. However, since l'maisa she is a besula, therefore the pasha of knas is still applicable to her, and even though she is a ba'ula shalei kidaka, still according to Shimon ben Manasseh, if not for the fact that we have this lima of isha ruy l'kaima, the din would have been that a kain gadol is mechuyev to pay her a knas if he's ma'anisar. Rashi asks the l'chayra, how could the Gemara say that by a kain gadol that's ma'anis ba'ula, there's only an isasei if l'chayra that woman must have been a zayna, and there's a lav for a kain gadol to have a relationship with a zayna? And Rashi explains that this ba'ula was not a zayna because it's talking about a case where it was a ponei abar pnuya, and the only shita that holds that a ponei abar pnuya a sa zayna is Rabbi Elazar, and he's a das yachid. And in a chinami, this Gemara would not work out the fear of Rabbi Elazar. And l'chayra, even though our entire Gemara is trying to figure out how we could zetzayin Rabbi Shimon Menasseh according to shita Rabbi Kiva, and l'chayra shita Rabbi Kiva is also a das yachid, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva. However, ayin taisis dibul maskel ikar benar ba'ula l'kayin gadol. We're in response to another question. Taisis explains that in a chinami, the Gemara wanted to explain Rabbi Shimon Menasseh according to Rabbi Kiva, even though he was a das yachid, because Rabbi Shimon Menasseh is the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues. Amar Chisra, Chisra states hakal moedim that all agree bebal nida that if someone is ma'anis in nida, which is a chiyuv karish from shalom knas, that he still has a chiyuv knas. And the reason that there is a knas is lamanda amiyesh b'vaya, according to Shimon HaTemni that learned from v'leisi leisha that you have to be a woman that has a kedushin taifsin hanami yesh b'vaya a nida also, even though that there's a chiyuv karish that all agree that kedushin is taifsin ba. And Rashi brings for the Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos and a mekadesh isha b'meinu dasa is mekudeshes and lamanda amu ruil kaima, and according to Rabbi Shimon Menasseh that says it has to be a woman that's ruil kaima hanami ruil kaima. Of course, a person is allowed to stay married to his wife while she's in nida, even though there's a chiyuv karis involved, and if someone is ma'anis in nida, there will be a chiyuv of knas. And the Gemara continues, la'afukei midrab nechunim ben akona, that our mission that states that you are chayiv to pay a knas, even if you are ma'anis a woman who is also too based on a chiyuv karis, is not only not like Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh based on their drushes that are specific to the din of Anusa, but this din of the Mishnah is also not like the general din of Rav Nechunim ben Akana, but the gay din of Kamlei B'drabne. And the standard case of Kamlei B'drabne is if someone goes and lights up his friend's Gaddish, he lights up his friend's Tfuah on Shabbos. And the din is that since at the time you are over the Chiyav of Shabbos, you are over the Issa of stealing from your friend, so the din is that you only Chayiv Skila, but you would not be Chayiv for the Tashlumen of the Gaddish of your friend. And this is learned out from the Pasuk of Mishpatim where it says, V'chiyinatzu anoshe v'nakfu ishara, if people are fighting and they hit a woman who's pregnant, v'yatzu l'adah, and she has a miscarriage, v'lo yasan, but nothing happens to her and she doesn't die. So the din is that the person that actually caused her miscarriage will be chayiv to pay to the father of the child. And we learn out that since the Pasuk says v'lo yasan, that she doesn't die, it's mashma ha'yi yasan, if she actually does die, since the person that killed her would be chayiv misa, or even if this happened b'shoigeg, he would still be chayiv misa shoigin, the din would be that he's patur minat tashlumin, and he wouldn't have to pay the father for the value of the child. However, the case that we mentioned about Chilul Shabbos and the case that we mentioned about killing the child are both talking about situations where the chiyuv misa is misa b'dei adam. However, we can't learn from that pasuk that kamlei b'rabnei applies applies even if the misa that you chayiv is either misa b'nei shemayim or karis. Whereas in our Mishnah we saw that we wouldn't say kamli b'ravnei where there's a chiyuv karis, and we said that even though you ma'anis a woman that you have a chiyuv karis to, the din is that you still have to pay a knas, and we see over there that we don't say kamli b'ravnei when there's a chiyuv karis. However, Rav Nechunim ben Akana disagrees and says that kamli b'ravnei even applies when there is a chiyuv karis, and therefore in our Mishnah there wouldn't be a chiyuv of knas, and therefore our Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rav Nechunim ben Akana. And now the Gemara will explain the shita of Rav Nechunim ben Akana. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Rav Nechunim ben Akana yoisis yom kippurim kishabbos l'tashlumin. That just like b'negei Shabbos, we say the din of kamli b'ravnei. The same din would apply in Yom Kippur if someone is madlik hasagadish on Yom Kippur. Since yichayiv karis, therefore you would be potter min tashlumin to the baal hagadish. And the Braisa continues. Ma Shabbos mischayiv b'nafshei potter min tashlumin. After Yom Kippur mischayiv b'nafshei potter min tashlumin. Just like b'negei Shabbos, where does a chiyuv misis bezdin and you be chayiv skila, you're going to be potter min tashlumin because we say kamli b'ravnei. Also, but again, Yom Kippur, we say that since yichayiv b'nafshei, because there's a chiyuv karis, therefore you'll also be potter min tashlumin. And the Gemara now asks, my time with Rav Nechunim ben Akana, if we said that the whole limud where we know the concept of kamli b'ravnei is from the case of misa b'dei adam, from the case where a man killed a woman, and over there we said hayi asin lo ya'anesh, then if you kill her and therefore there's a chiyuv misa b'dei adam, so then you don't have a chiyuv tashlumin. And how do we know to apply the din of kamli b'ravnei even for a case where the chiyuv is a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim? The Gemara will now bring a machlek as Abayin Rava as to the makar for the shita of Rav Nechunim ben Akana. And Amar Abaya, Abaya says that the makar for Rav Nechunim ben Akana shita is because nema asu midei adam in Pashat Mishpatim, when the Torah tells us that a man went and caused a woman to have a miscarriage, the pasuk says v'lo yasan, if the person did not kill her and therefore he wasn't chayiv misa b'dei adam, then anish, then he will have a chiyuv to pay for the value of the vladis. And it's specifically discussing a chiyuv misa b'dei adam and v'nema asu midei shemayim, and also uses the term asan when Yaakov says to the Shvatim that you can't take Binyamin to Mitzrayim because of kuro asan b'derech, because maybe a tragedy will befall him while he's traveling. And Yaakov was referring to a tragedy that will befall him b'dei shemayim, and we learn out ma asan ha'am b'dei adam potter min tashlumin, just like we say kamli b'ravnei when there's a chiyuv misa b'dei adam, so then you can be potter min tashlumin. And therefore we're able to learn that af asan ha'am b'dei shemayim potter min tashlumin, that also there's a din of kamli b'ravnei even if you have a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. And keep in mind that l'fi abaya it wouldn't make a difference if the chiyuv misa is karis or misa b'dei shemayim. The term asan applies to both, and therefore of course the din of kamli b'ravnei according to abaya applies if there's misa b'dei shemayim of karis or standard misa b'dei shemayim, you still be potter min tashlumin. And the Gemara now asks, maskler Rav Ada Bahava. Rav Ada Bahava asks the following question: who said that Yaakov was concerned that Binyamin will die either through cold or through heat, which are considered mises that are b'dei shemayim? Dilmal ayah v'gamvi b'dei adam ninu. Maybe he was concerned that Binyamin will be killed by a lion or by thieves or by kidnappers, which are considered mises b'dei adam, and therefore we have no raya that the word asan ever refers to misa b'dei shemayim. And the Gemara answers, Atu Yaakov ha'zar ha'loizar, Yaakov ha'kol milizar. There's no question Yaakov was concerned about any way that Binyamin will die, and it wouldn't make a difference if he died b'dei shemayim or b'dei adam. And therefore, Abayi's makar for the shita of Rav Nechunim ben Akana that the din of kamli b'ravnei even applies to a case where a person is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim would be able to be learned from the word asan that it says b'negei Yaakov avinu, which is referring to misa b'dei shemayim as well. And Rashi explains the word b'dei shemayim in boyim puranis ala adam zeris hamelachu. If someone received puranis, then it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'dei adam ninu shaloi mitzeris hamelach, it's more of a coincidence and didn't come from the zeris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe what Rashi means to say is b'dei shemayim, it's something that's out of your control, and something that's b'dei adam is something that's more within a person's control. The Gemara just said that sinam and pacham are considered b'dei shemayim, whereas if someone is killed by an ari or by ganovim, then that is considered b'dei adam. So the Gemara now asks that l'chayr it's exactly the opposite. B'tzin and pachim m'day shemayim ninu, are you telling me that if someone dies from cold or from heat, that's considered out of your control and it's considered b'day shemayim? V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa, hakol b'day shemayim chutz b'tzin and pachim, that everything is considered b'day shemayim aside from someone dying from cold or from heat. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, b'tzin and pachim b'derech ikeish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places cold and heat on a crooked road, shoyim b'nafshei yichrek mehem, someone that's careful with his soul, he will be able to distance himself from these elements and be able to protect himself, and he will take the necessary precautions to protect himself from cold or from heat. And Rashi says shepa'amim shebaim b'pshia, and some take out the word shepa'amim but shebaim b'pshia because it's something that you could protect yourself from. And Tosfos asks, how can we say hakol b'dei shemayim chutz b'tzino and pachim. If the Gemara in Shabbos says lo ilum al yamin odom v'makom sakana, so we see that a person can guard himself from piranhas. V'chein kir natoi. Also, when you have a wall that's tipping and we know that it's an issa to walk under it, l'chayu, why should it be asa to walk under it? If everything comes from shemayim, then you shouldn't have to worry about it, because if it's your time to die, then something will happen, and if it's not your time to die, then nothing will happen. So Taisa says hasum napshia yochalish ma'atzvay. Of course, to go and be pesheya, you have to guard yourself. The vadish v'yadul hamas atzvay. Just like, of course, it's possible for a person to kill themselves, and we don't say that that's min hashemayim. Avol kishem v'vino lo min hashemayim ba'oinis yefshaloy lishma avatim pachem lo ilam al yavoyel lo ba'oinis im roitzeli zara. And Taisa says that the only time we said this klal avakol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinam pachem are referring to unavoidable situations which you couldn't plan for. However, cold and heat, you never have a situation of oinis because you could always plan. And Taisa at the end of Diba Maskel hakol b'dei shemayim points out that the Gemara in Brachas hakol b'dei shemayim chutz min hashemayim has no shaychus to our Gemara. As over there, it's talking about an uba b'mei imay shegoyzin imi hei ani yasher gibay cholish tipe shechacham avatzadik v'rasha loy. And when it says chutz min hashemayim, it's telling us that although a person's circumstance in life may be predestined, however, a person has bechir chafshes to decide if he wants to have yir shemayim and use his God-given talents and to overcome any predestined obstacles to become a tzaddik, or he can decide lehepach and be a rasha. And v'hacham ma'ir b'me'ures habayis ala adam ayin in taisis. And the Gemara now continues, and also is b'su ayir v'gadv b'dei adam nino. How did we say before that if someone's killed by a lion or he's killed by thieves or kidnappers that it came b'dei adam v'ham rabbi yisav v'chein tani rabbi chia that miyom shechar beis hamikdash af pisha batlu sanhedrin abam misis loy batlu, that from the time of chur beis hamikdash, even though the sanhedrin was batlu, the dal misis of sanhedrin was not batlu. And taisis explains that even though we know that the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin were already in Galus, and they didn't judge Din and the Fashas. However, Lepamim, sometimes they would go back to Lishas HaGazas, Lefi Shah, and they would actually pass in Din and the Fashas, and that's why we didn't say 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara asked, Loi Batlu, how can you say that it wasn't a Batlu? HaBatlu, of course it was Batlu, as we just said. And we continue on Daf Lamin Rav Beis, and the Gemara explains, Elo Din Abba Mises Loi Batlu. That Rabbi Yosef meant to say is that the Din of the Abba Mises wasn't Batlu, and as Rashi says, Einish Tugmasam, meaning that an Einish will happen to a person that is similar to the specific Mises Bezdin that he is chayiv for, as the Gemara now continues to explain that Mishin is chayiv skila if someone would be chayiv skila for an action that he took. For example, if he was Mechal Shabbos, or you know from a Nagag, either he'll fall down from a rooftop, or an animal will trample him, which are both similar to skila, as Rashi says, someone that falls out from a roof, because they push him off from the base of skila, which was two flights up, and therefore it is very similar. And the same idea by Chayyadar Sasai, Ari Hippila Laritz for Harga Bedrisa, Ari will knock him down to the ground and will kill him by trampling on him. Umishin is Chayyad Seifa, if someone does an Issa, which he would be Chayyad Seifa if Bezdin would be around, or you know, either he'll fall into a fire, which will be similar to Seifa, or a Nachash Makishai, or a Nachash will bite him, and as Rashi says, Va'oris Sarfai, and the venom of the snake will burn the person's insides. Umishin is Chayyad Hariga, and if someone's Chayyad Hareg, or a Nimsil Machus, or Listen Bainlov, either he'll be given over to the king, and Rashi says Behemitiz Roshai Besayev, and the standard capital punishment was beheading, which is similar to Hariga, or bandits will kill him, and they also would kill people by beheading them. And Umishin is Chayev Chanek, and if someone's Chayev Chanek in Bezdin, where they used to go and take his sudar and tie it around his neck and choke him, so Oitever Benar, either he'll die by drowning in a river, which is similar to Chanek, or he will die from a sickness called Askra, which starts in his Gorin, as Rashi says, it constricts his throat and his airways, and that's similar to Chanek. And the Gemara's question is, how can you say if someone dies by a lion killing him or by Ganovim killing him, that's considered Bidei Adam, and it's not considered Migzeris HaMelech, if in this Brisa we see that Chayyadar Sasai and Listen Boyin Love are two of the ways that Kosh Baruch Hu killed people, even Bizman Hazeh, and he doesn't need Bezdin to do his work, and we see that these Mises are actually considered Migzeris HaMelech. And the Gemara answers, Ela Epech, therefore, let's switch it around. When we said before, Ari Vegamri, that's actually Bidei Shemayim, and Sinam Mepachim Bidei Adam, that's considered Bidei Adam. And Ayin in the top tases, Diba Maskel, Din Dal Misloi Batlu, on the last of the wide lines, Avakosha de Chazin and Kamar Vayanim, for Oivda Vedis Kachavim, Shem Mesum Amitasam, that we find many people that Bali Averis, and they serve Avedizara, and we still see that they die a normal death, and they die a natural death in their beds. And Taisis is bothered, how could that be if we just said that Din Dal Mises Loi Batlu, Ayin Shem? And the Gemara continues that we just had a Makar from Abaya to Shitas Rab Nechunin Ben Akana, from the Pasuk of Loi Asan, and from Yaakov Avinu, where it said, Vikaro Asan. However, Rav Amar, time Tamid Rav Nechunin Ben Akana Mehacha, that the Makar Fashitas Rav Nechunin Ben Akana that Kamlai B'Ravne even applies to a person that has a Chi of Kares is from this Pasuk. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, Parakhov, Pasuk Dalad and Hey, Vim Halim Yalimu Amarz Seinem and Ishahu, Besita Mizal Melech, Levilti Hamasai Sai. If Klal Yisrael will close their eyes and they won't go and take retribution for the person that serves Avodah Zarah and gives that child to the Melech, and they don't give him Misa B'dei Adam, which the Chiv would be to give him Skila. So the next Pasuk says, V'samtani es panei b'ishahu v'mishpachti v'chvati yisai. I will go and take retribution for the person and cause this person and his mishpacha to be cut off and have Karis. And therefore, Zak Rava Amr Torah, the Torah tells us, Karis Shali k'misa sholachem. My Karis takes the place of your Misa, and they're equal to each other. And therefore, just like we say the din of Kamali Dramine, B'degeya Misa B'dei Adam, as we learn from the Pasuk of Vim Loya Asin Anish Yonish, Ha Yia Asin Loya Anish, and since we compare Karis to Misa B'dei Adam, so therefore we learn Ma Misa Shalchem Potem and Teshlumen. Just like by Misa B'dei Adam, we say the concept of Kamali Dramine and your Potem and Teshlumen, Avkar Shali Potem and Teshlumen. Also, we're going to say the concept of Kamali Dramine when you are Chayev Karis, you're not going to be Chayev Teshlumen. And keep in mind that Lefi Rava, the only Libra that we have to extend the din of Kamali Dramine from Misa B'dei Adam is to extend it to Karis, but there is no Libra to extend it also to Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues, we just had two different Karis as to how Rabbi Nechunin Ben Akana knew that the din of Kamali Dramine applies to Karis and to Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara asks, my Iker being Rav Labaya, what's the practical nafkamina between Shitas Rava and Abaya as to the Makar of Rabbi Nechunin Ben Akana? And the Gemara says, Iker Ben Now, there is an nafkamina, Zar Shachal Chuma, if a Zar eats Chuma that of course didn't belong to him, and as we know, if a Zar eats Chuma B'mezid, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim and not Karis, and if he steals from someone, of course he'd be Chayiv to pay back what he stole. And the Gemara explains, La'baya Pata Ul Rava Chayiv, according to Abaya, that brought the Makar for Rabbi Nechunin Ben Akana from the Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. So over there, it just teaches us that the Asan could be B'dei Shemayim, and it doesn't make a difference if that Asan, if that punishment will be Karis, or if it would be Misa B'dei Shemayim, we would still say Kamli B'ravne, and therefore, since the Zor that each Truma is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, so we would say Kamli B'ravne, and you'd be Pata Min Tashlumin. However, the Fi Rava, all we saw is that there's a comparison between Karis Shali and Misa B'dei Adam, and therefore, the Fi Rava, the only time that Rabbi Nechunin Ben Akana said that we extend the din of Kamli B'ravne is only B'degei Achi of Karis. However, if someone's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, then there would not be a din of Kamli B'ravne, and there still would be a Chi of Tashlumin. And therefore, over here, if a Zar ate Truma, not only would he be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, he would still have a Chi of Tashlumin. And the Gemara will now ask a very practical question, that while we agree that Lefi, the Makar of Abaya, to the Shita Rabbi Nechunin Ben Akana, the din is that we say Kamli B'ravne even when there's a Chi of Misa B'dei Shemayim, but how can you tell me in the case of Zar Shachal Truma that Abaya would say Yipata, if L'chayir, the only time that we say the concept of Kamli B'ravne is if the Chi of Misa happens at the same time that the Chi of Mammon also occurs and Abban Ka'achas. However, L'chayir, the din of Kamli B'ravne doesn't apply if both the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Tashlumen did not occur at the same time, as the Gemara now is. So L'abaya Pata, that how can you tell me, according to Abaya, you'd be Pata and we would say that's Kamli B'ravne? But as we just explained, V'ham Rav Chista, but Rav Chista said, Maid Rav Nechunin Ben Akana, that Rav Nechunin Ben Akana is also Maida, that we would not say Kamli B'ravne, and the din would be that Yichai B'tashlumen, Goinu Chel B'shechaver, if someone steals the chalev of his friend, V'achloi, and he eats the chalev, Shuchai, they will be Chai B'tashlumen, because the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Tashlumen doesn't occur at the same time, Shekaran Eschai B'gneva, Koinu Shebal, the day Issa Chalev, because you already Chai for the Issa Gneva, prior to the point that you could be Chai of Skila for eating chalev, Alma, the Be'idne, the Agbe Kanya, at the moment that you picked it up, you already Koina, and that's the point in time that you already Chai B'tashlumen, because at that point you already stole the item, and Mishai B'nashaloi have it at the Achle, and the only time that you could be Chai of Skila for eating chalev only occurs at a later point when you already ate the piece of chalev. And therefore, Hachanami, in the case of Zosha Achal Chuma, Be'idne, the Agbe Kanya, when the Zah picked up the Chuma, he already was Koinin, and he was Chai B'tashlumen to the Koin, and Mishai B'nashaloi have it at the Achle, and the only time that he's be Chai of Misa B'dei Shemayim is only at a later point when he already swallowed the Chuma, and at that point, of course, it's not B'basachas, and therefore, how can you say, Lefi Abaya, we would say Kamlei B'ramnei, and you'd be Pata, L'chayu, you should still be Chai B'tashlumen. And the Gemara now brings three Terutzim, Hacher Ma'iskin K'gayin Shetach L'chaveir L'teich Piv, that the case over here was where a person picked up this piece of Chuma and stuck it into his mouth, and therefore this person never was cleaning it before it went into his mouth, and that's why we're going to say Kamli B'ravne according to Abaya. But the Gemara is Saif Kim Del Asik Kanya, that's still not Bas Achas, because at the point that the person chews it, that is the point that is cleaning it, and therefore is considered gazlan at that point, and he's already chayiv b'teshlumin, and mischayiv b'nafshe lo yhave ad bala, and the only time he would have a chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim for eating the truma is only once he swallowed the truma, and it's still not b'bas achas, and therefore, how could we say that Abaye would apply the din of kamlei b'drabmini over here? On that, the Gemara answers, kagayin shetachav lo yotech b'es abliya, that the friend didn't only put it into his mouth, but he pushed it into his throat. And the Gemara now asks, hechidami, what are we referring to? Even the masilad dura, if the case is where it's in his throat, but he could still spit it out, and they had to let him spit it out, and if he chooses not to, so he's chayiv to pay at that moment, and the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma only occurs at the point that it goes into your body to the point of no return, and you can't spit it out any longer. And therefore, of course, it's still not considered b'bas achas, and according to Abaye, how can you say that we apply the din of kamlei b'drabnei, and he lay matzilad dura on my chayiv, and if the friend pushed it into his body to the point that he couldn't actually spit it out, so then why would it be chayiv? As Rashi says, you wouldn't be chayiv misa, because anasu, at that point you're an oinis, and therefore of course anis rachmanu patre, and you can't bring me this as a case of a din where the person would be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And I entice dibu maskal v'yid loy masal aduri am I chayiv, that he asked in Rashi that l'chayiv luki kagayin shemitzayin meniach loy litchayiv, that the Gemara could have explained that it's talking about a case where you told your friend to stick it into your throat to the place of no return, and in this case it was mitzayinoy, and therefore he'd be chayiv misa, and therefore he'd be potim in tashlumen because it was b'bas achas ayin in taisis. And finally, the Gemara says, the case was where his friend took the truma and placed it into his mouth to a place where it was possible to still spit it out. However, at that point, it was already moist so much that even if you'd spit it out, it wasn't really valuable at all. And then when you swallowed it, yichayiv miso b'dei shemayim, at that point that you swallowed it and came to the point of no return, and at that point you also had anos meyav, and since you had a little bit of anah, there would be generally a chiyuv tashlumen. But over here, we would say, and you wouldn't have a chiyuv tashlumen. And I entice the dima mask loy tzricha the matzil adui al dei atchak, where Taisus explains this very clearly. V'hashta lekha lemeim ad hadra, that we can't say over here that you should spit it out, because the owner will not actually gain the kvan masu, because it's already disgusting. And therefore, really, the entire hezek was done by your friend, and you don't have a chiyuv mamon at all. And hilkuk lekha chiyuv mamon, the only way that you could have a chiyuv mamon at all is el aidei hanos meyav, is only because you had noah from your friend's thing, and you have a chiyuv to pay for that anah. And at that point, the chiyuv tashlumen and the chiyuv misiv de shemayim will come at the same moment. And the Gemara continues to explain another way that we could understand the case of zoshachol truma, where Abaye would say that the concept of kamlei b'drabnei would apply, and you would be patur min tashlumen. And this teretz is based on the first teretz, and it's just a little bit different. Rav Papa says, kagoyin shetakol loy chaver mashkin shal truma l'teich piv. Instead of his friend placing food into his mouth, he actually placed mashkin into his mouth, and it didn't have to go down to his throat in a place where it's masal adui al dei atchak, because once it got to his mouth, it was already ruined and it was already disgusting, and therefore, even if he spit it out, there actually would not be any value to the bialim, as Taisus explained before. And the only time that he actually chiyuv tashlumen is only once it goes into his body and he has a nos meyav, and at that point, it would be bon ke'echad, because that's exact moment that he would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma. And the Gemara now brings a third way to understand the case of zosha achol truma. Rav Ashi says, b'zosha achol truma mishaloi, that's talking about a case where Zohar ate his own truma and he wasn't actually stealing the truma, and the case is where the Zohar was actually a grandson of a Kohen because his mother's father was a Kohen and he received the Yerusha. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and at the same moment that he swallowed the truma, because Shirayin Shechaveri, he ripped the beged of his friend, and therefore he was Mazik his friend. So Lefi Abaye's Makar to the Shita of Rabbi Nechunah Ben Akana, in this case we would say that there is a din of Kamalei B'Ravnei, and since Yechayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim at the same time that you Mazik your friend, therefore you would not be chayiv b'tashlumen. And Rashi points out, v'sfiyulei de Rabashi, and Rabashi holds, misa l'zeh ul tashlum l'zeh potah, that if someone does two acts, and one act causes him to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and one act causes him to be chayiv tashlumen, we would still say the concept of kamlei b'drabnei, and he would still be potah, and we will stop over here.